Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. Today we're joined with Sarah Putman, a teacher at Mid Prairie High School who just received a grant to help her with her Mentoring Matters program. Can you give me a little bit of background on the Mid Prairie Foundation or the Fund for Academic Excellence?
Sure. So a couple years ago, we, as the Mid Prairie High School staff, were presented with an opportunity to write for a grant. It could be related to our classroom or a club, and the funds were coming from this foundation, and it was started from the class of 1966. They put in a goal to raise some money to give back to the school, and they chose to do so by way of these grants for teachers.
And then what does the process look like for applying for one of these grants?
Yeah, they purposefully made the application process really doable for teachers. We have a deadline in the fall so that we can use the grant funds right away and implement into our classroom as soon as possible. It's just a couple pages of short questions and then a budget for what the funds are going to be used for, and a couple extra questions like, is there any matching funds and things like that. But really, they just want to know the where the money is going, how it's going to benefit our students, and how it's something different and innovative and something fun.
And then you'd mentioned that this money comes from the foundation. How do they raise the money? Do you know?
We do have a newly formed alumni and friends of Mid Prairie group that are, I think the funds are coming through raising money with the help of that group, but I know very little about where it's coming from. I just get to be a benefactor of the funds.
And then specifically about the grant that you were awarded, you received the grant for Mentoring Matters. Can you tell me a little bit about the background of that program?
Sure. So we call our mentoring program Big Hawk, Little Hawk Mentoring Program, and it's something I'm super passionate about. We take about 50 high school kids from Mid Prairie High School, and we bus them over to Mid Prairie West in Wellman and match them up with 50-ish kids from West that teachers have nominated to be part of the program. And it might be a wide variety of reasons that they're in the program. You know, maybe they need to work on their communication skills, or maybe they don't have the best attitude about school, or maybe they need some positive adult interaction. So there's a wide variety of reasons that the students are placed in the mentoring program. Our high schoolers apply to be part of that through the leadership team here at the high school, and then we pair them up, and they meet a couple times a month. They eat lunch together and play games and do homework or read books or whatever they need to do. And so this fund that, or the grant that I wrote and am getting the funds for, will hopefully give them a few more options as far as things to do to really connect with their the Big Hawk and the Little Hawk together, our high schoolers and the elementary students. So interactive games or cooperative games where there's not necessarily a winner at the end. It's either you're all going to the same goal. And then some building things like those magnetic tiles where you can build all sorts of things. They're fun for me as an adult, and so, you know, if it can be fun for our high schoolers and fun for our elementaries, it's just going to help them grow together and build that relationship, and that's what we get super excited about.
Yeah, it sounds like a really nice program. What, where does that passion come from?
Yeah, great question. I just see the benefits of it. Not only for the elementary kids who they get excited to come to school on the days when they have mentoring, their attendance is better, and they look forward to it when our high schoolers are leaving. They say, when are you coming back, and when's the next day we get to meet? And so I see it benefiting them a lot. But I also just think about the value for my high schoolers, that they just get to understand that maybe not everybody comes from the same place where they did, and brings them back to just caring for people. Like, ultimately, we just want our students to be prepared for what's next. And if they can do that with compassion and empathy and kindness, they're going to be a lot more successful.
Perfect. That covers all of my points. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm just super thankful for the funds. I think it's pretty unique that teachers can go through this fairly easy application process and have funds available. So I just want to give shout out of thanks to the fund and the committee who puts a lot of time into it. So as a teacher, I'm super grateful for it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Sarah Putnam, a teacher at Mid Prairie High School, talking a bit about the Fund for Academic Excellence and the Mentoring Matters program at Mid Prairie. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.